Blog Talk Radio.
Bad, bad. don't know. It sounds like they're going to church ice. This is the one with Ice Water and Puma on Chocolate 108.1 right here on Blog Talk Radio, man. Of course, that was the Ohio Players and Skin Tight. How you doing, Dr. Funk, Ice Water?
Brother, let me tell you something. You start this show off kind of crazy, and you feeling the vibe. Man, I couldn't be no better. And you talking about the funk from Dayton, Ohio. The Players, run. Are you kidding me? And this
running
song
into ditches.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. And we just going to put this right here one time. You know, there was a rumor, and it was kind of verified years ago, that some of the Players' hits were written in 15 minutes.
Wow.
And this was one of them. And because there were some other substances involved, that it took.
I can see where that can happen.
Yeah, they say 15 minutes to get a hit. Let's make another one. He was like, nah, he was like, I'm telling you, 15 minutes. So the song that you just played that we listened to for a little while, took somebody 15 minutes to put this down, and it was a hit.
About 8 more minutes after the song goes off, they made this song. That's you know, it's all about 8 minutes long. It sounded like they were going to church at the end of it. I mean, it was like they were on another level.
I'm sorry. One of them things. I'm sorry, Mama. You know all that. I'm sorry, Mama. So, this is their way to go to church.
Yeah. I'm going to get right back into the funk classic. You're going to just hear funk for the next 60 minutes right here on Chocolate 108.1, the one with Ice Water and Puma.
Say oops upside your head. 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 Say oops.
Don't be that I don't want it.
He took deal up the hill. Now he gonna fend for you.
friends.
Just because you don't believe that I want to dance.
Whatever
don't
it is.
Mean that I don't want to
dance. That's what's looking at me. Tell them again.
Can you take it?
understood, baby.
You're locked into the one with Ice Water and Puma.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the one with Ice Water and Puma. Of course, that was Confunction with Shake and Dance. Before that, we had Rick James and Mary Jane. And then before the top of the hour, we played a hit by the Gap Band called Oops Upside Your Head. I Don't Believe That You Want to Dance. Ice Water, how you doing, man?
Still hanging in, baby. You know how we do. It's not often I get a chance just to sit back, relax, take in, partake a beverage or something else, and listen to funk music. Because somebody that has a great understanding for that, too, you know, that's a whole different ball game. But I know one of the things you're going to be talking about down the line in future shows is collaborations and how different musicians went from group to group. After they left one place, they went to another one, right? Like, imagine.
Yeah.
AKA Uncle Charlie Wilson now, right? Uncle Charlie Wilson solo, prior to that, was one of the main voices on the Gap Band. And it just goes and on. Felipe Wynn with the Spinners becoming Uncle Jam with Parliament Funkadelic. But when you play these songs and you think about it, and then you think about how James Brown changed his band up from with the horns leading the charge of the music, and them having a falling out, and then him resorting to the strings and bringing in Bootsy Collins. There's so much we're going to be able to talk about, but these are things that when I think about, when I listen to this type of music, I think about the changes and I think about the effect that they had, and even the words you mentioned before where you go, you know, if I know you don't believe I want to dance, even though I might want to, you know, that thing like, you know, you might not think I want to dance, but I really might want to. Might be some other one. I mean, that, the bigger the headache, the bigger the feel, the bigger the doctor, the bigger the bill.
The bigger the bill.
He's telling you. And he said, I hope you guys picked up on this. He even said that, Charlie Wilson. These were, I mean, while they're funny and they're good natured, but these were things that were also dropping a message, man. A lot of them, that music,
yeah,
you had a message into it. And, you know, you listen to it long enough and you go, okay, I got it now. Let me go on and get back partaking in what I was partaking in.
Yeah, because it kind of perpetuates black music. It's always giving you a message. It's always telling a story, so to speak. And funk is not exempt from that. You know, as always, you know, you listen to Parliament Funkadelic and you're listening to the funny, you know, words that they have. But if you really think about it, some of them was under substance. But it has a true meaning to it. Wow.
Well, that's part of it, though, because, you know, you never know. Back then, it was a good time, but we had some very talented musicians, which kind of bothers us now, because you don't hear a lot of people playing instruments. It's either a keyboard or studio work. But when you went to go see, let's say you wanted to go see the Barclays back in the day, right? The Barclays would have whatever piece band on there, and they were playing, and then they would sweat, man. They'd be sweating profusely because really wasn't no air in there. They had fans or whatever. So it was just hot. And you see these guys putting the oil women, putting this work in. And we saw that perspiration coming off. It was real. It was real. So that's what we're accustomed to. Nowadays, it's cool, but you don't find that many artists that are really putting that work in and coming for the people.
All right. So we're going to get back into some more music now. Skin Tight was from Ohio. You know, we got some funk from Ohio. The Gap Band, I believe, from Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we got some funk from Oklahoma. Buffalo, New York, represented by Rick James, Slick Rick. And Confunction, Confunction was from California, but we're going to back to California with another group that I was listening to the other day. And I thought I played on our funk show, The One. And I always love this band. It's called War, and the tune is called Spill the Wine.
One very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, sleeping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Something crazy.
You know where I'm coming from. You know where driven from. You know where coming from. You know where I'm coming from. The game of the band.
Best soundtracks I've ever heard, Superfly and Curtis Mayfield with Freddy's Dead. Before that, we heard Take Some and Leave Some by James Brown and Ice Water. I know you have a close affinity for Mr. James Brown?
Yeah, I think because I was a percussionist and I was amazed by the fact that James Brown did a lot of the arrangements for his music. And you heard people talking about he couldn't sing and they didn't think he was a smart man, but to put together the music and the beats and the arrangements and finding people for not hitting the right notes. And the other thing that I found about him that was amazing was that he would use more than one drummer. So when I would try to play his songs, I couldn't do it. Because my friend was like, "You ain't never going to get that." I said, "Why?" He said, "There's more than one drummer." One guy's playing one thing. I'm over here killing myself. Why can't I get this? But, but the other thing, too, was he was a different kind of dude, man, at a difficult time, but he found his way through music. And then, of course, it doesn't hurt that the connection is James Brown's birthday is May 3rd, and mine is May 2nd. Yeah, it kind of works that way, don't it? So, you know, I've always been down with the guy about it. Yes, sir.
Wow, and the line he had in that song, "Don't give me pot liquor and then take away the meat." Bruh,
yeah.
Profound.
Yeah.
Some people don't know about that pot liquor. They don't know about the pot liquor. Can you explain to folks what pot liquor is?
I'm going to let you do that. Cause look, you got that North Carolina connection. I'm going to let you bring it home.
Pot liquor, folks, is it when you're having like collard greens? Or you have collard greens with the hog mug back in the day. And now they put, turkey legs in it or whatever. Usually the pot liquor is just as good as the greens. It tastes good, and you can sip on the pot liquor. I mean, it's good. The greens are good. They cook well. They season well with the meat and everything. But usually people savor that hog mug or that turkey leg. So he was like, okay.
Yeah.
Give me the pot liquor. But don't take the meat.
Right. You got that pot liquor poured off.
That's
the
biggest part. Yeah. Yeah.
That pot liquor poured off there, boy. Something else. That's all the ingredients coming together. Yeah, but you don't know nothing about that eating. But a lot of people don't understand that. But James Brown brought it from the heart, man. He's from the heart. And, a lot of the stuff that he said was so profound. But it also hit home
too.
With a lot of people. Oh, clearly.
Yeah, it's metaphoric. He's just not talking about food. He's applying it to life and what was happening during that time and what's still happening now, where the have-nots are still the have-nots. So I'm going to go into some more. If you want to say something before we get into some more music, because I know we got a few more minutes, but anything about Confunction or the group War or Curtis Mayfield?
Yeah, well, I mean, more than anything, because I mean, I could go on talk about them forever. But what people need to realize that during this time period, this era or whatever, like in the 60s and the 70s, man, you had so much great funk music, right? And you had so many masterful artists putting out hardcore hits, not just stuff you go, okay. So imagine if when Superfly came out, Chav wasn't that far along off either. So you had these great monumental films with these great soundtracks and groups like Confunction that went into the 80s, of course. All of this hardcore, hard-hitting, nonstop music to take in. And now today, most of these younger people are reaching for anything right now. But imagine all that. Like I told you before, I think back around 73 when the Kool & the Gang put down an album. They had three of their best hits on the one same album. Funky Stuff, Hollywood Swinging, and Jungle Boogie on the same damn album.
Yeah.
Man. Now, like the funk,
yeah. You gotta love it. I was looking at War, and they're out of California, and I didn't know that they hit categories like jazz rock, black rock, soul, and funk. So that they were a well-rounded group out of California. And they seemed to be one of those groups that had those Latin rhythms, the Latin rhythm and blues in their songs, which gave them a unique kind of sound. But it also, I know a lot of folks who are Hispanic or Mexican Chicano who loved the funk, and their introduction to the funk was the group War, listening to those records in the 70s.
Yeah.
And it's in also soundtracks like American Me, things that sort, you know, making that connection with the music, that you have that African influence in pretty much all the music that we hear in the United States today and abroad.
Oh, no doubt. And that's what you said. And then the thing about it that when you look at a group like War, they were so diversified, right? You had all kinds of different people from different backgrounds, which means you're going to get all that those two elements because of the backgrounds of the people. Same way when you look at groups like Tower of Power. I mean, you listen to Tower of Power, you know what they bring to the table. But the diversification of people and great musicians is amazing. So I think that's what people missed on, because there was some strife going on in the world at that time in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. But the musicians didn't care. They still did play who they played with. And you know, just even way back to the times of music where you had cats like Miles Davis, but Quincy Jones, who was young and was being put down by cats like put on by cats like Frank Sinatra, right? And when Frank Sinatra said something, it's what it was. You didn't bother that person because he said so, right? And other times, these people would never perhaps had any opportunity to do this. But that's how things work. Musicians control their own situation. So even with the funk, think about the heat wave and how they went to England and came up with, they collaborated with some top-notch musicians over across the pond. And then when they came back to the States, they were doing their thing, and there's a guy by the name of Rod Temperton that just happened to be, after they disbanded, he went on to work with a guy named Quincy Jones, who helped Michael Jackson produce the album Off the Wall. So these collaborations and these connections, man, are amazing. And I'm telling you, if you want to hear some real music that'll make you move and get up out your seat and learn about a lot of the history of how some other modern-day groups and modern-day artists have sampled for years this great music, there's nothing like funk. And if you don't understand it, then it takes you to another dimension. The other thing I'll say, too, real quick, is I love to see some of these younger people get into it because it will blow their mind.
Yeah, especially those young guys on YouTube that you were telling me about who are listening to older music and just it's just blowing their wig. It's just blowing their wig. Well, man, we never have enough time to do this show. We only do it for 60 minutes, and maybe we'll expand it one day. But I know we're going to play one more cut, and we can't have a funk show without playing Parliament Funkadelic with George Clinton. So we're going to go out on this song. This is the one. Hit us up. If you miss any part of the show, you can come back to Blog Talk Radio, the one featuring Ice Water and Puma. And it's all about the funk, baby. And it's all on the one. We'll see you next time. Later.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me? I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is...
Make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7 up. Yeah. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sun rooftop. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk to be funk.
Ho!
I want my funk uncut.
Oh,
make my funk
yeah.
to be funk. I want to get funked up.
Him.
I want the bomb.
Oh.
I want the
P-funk. P-funk, y'all.
I want the funk special. Make my funk to be funk.
Home of the extraterrestrial brothers. Upon a time called right now. Ain't it funky now?
Well, all right.
Make my
y'all.